We're a divided nation. There's no question about that. Part of the reason is there are concrete efforts to divide us for political advantage. At the same time, there's a lot for us to disagree about right now. What's critical at a time like this is objective, unbiased truth. Facts based not on an agenda, but on scientific research. Our friends at the Public Religion Research Institute offer exactly that on a regular basis, and some remarkable findings from the American Values Atlas bring PRRI Director of Research Daniel Cox back to State of Belief Radio today. Dr. Cox, welcome back.
It's great to be here.
Well, one of the headlines that stood out for me is the percentage of Americans who oppose anti-gay religious exemptions. This is particularly noteworthy because these kinds of exemptions have been a cornerstone for political religious right organizing in recent years. Would you talk about your findings on exemptions, please?
This is a question we've asked for a couple years, and we found that generally there's really no religious group with a majority supporting this idea of allowing small business owners to refuse services or products to gay and lesbian people, even if doing so violates standing religious beliefs. We're sort of approaching a consensus, and not just on this issue, but same-sex marriage as well. Now, there's still divides between Republicans and Democrats and more conservative religious groups from a more moderate and progressive ones. But we're really approaching, I think, agreement on these long-standing sort of fraught cultural questions. And at a time when, as you mentioned, we're divided over so much in this country, it's really kind of notable that on these issues, we are getting closer to agreement.
Do you see major differences in the numbers based on geography, religious affiliation, or other characteristics in talking about this?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you're looking at same-sex marriage, not surprisingly, you know, states that make up the Bible Belt, Deep South, Mississippi, Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, parts of Appalachia, they tend to be most opposed to legalization of same-sex marriage, whereas the coastal states, Washington State, Oregon, California, and states in the Northeast, New England, and parts of the Mid-Atlantic tend to be most supportive.
Are the numbers on this issue about the same over the last 3 to 5 years?
No, one of the things that's really interesting and notable is that we're actually seeing a pretty significant movement. From roughly 2012, 13, 14, we had a sort of bare majority in support of same-sex marriage, but we saw a significant jump between 2015 and 2016. In 2015, only 53% said they supported it, and 2016, we're up near 6 in 10, 58% said they supported allowing gay and lesbian couples to marry legally. So we're seeing a pretty remarkable shift.
Mm-hmm. Well, discrimination comes up in another section of this research, and I know you've been tracking the amount of discrimination different groups see in our society. Would you talk about what you saw in terms of this, and are there changes from past years about discrimination generally?
Yeah, so this was really interesting. So this is the first time we've asked these questions on the American Values Atlas, although we've asked these questions in other surveys in previous years. And what we see when we ask these kind of questions is that Americans are really divided on this issue, and we're almost living in two different countries. You know, our reality is really being mediated by our religion, by our politics. So while you see Democrats and people who are religiously unaffiliated and members of non-Christian religious traditions are really likely to say that African Americans, immigrants, and gay and lesbian people face a lot of discrimination in society, we see that white evangelical Protestants and Mormons and Republicans express much greater doubts about whether those groups face discrimination.
Hmm. Another issue that's been a political football involves access to public bathrooms for transgender persons. What did you find on that?
We found that there's actually more agreement among particularly the political groups that transgender people are facing a lot of discrimination. So the partisan gap on perceptions of discrimination is actually larger when you're talking about gay and lesbian people than transgender people, where there's more agreement among Republicans and Democrats that those folks are facing discrimination.
Do you identify the one group in society that experiences the most discrimination?
We only asked about four groups in this survey, and then we actually created a scale. If folks are interested, they can check it out. It's www.prri.org. And what we see is that if you are likely to believe that one group doesn't face discrimination, you're actually likely to perceive that many groups don't face discrimination. Hmm. So you're just actually generally likely not to perceive discrimination occurring at all among any number of different minority groups. So, for instance, if you look at Republicans, roughly two-thirds say that relatively few of any of these groups, gay and lesbian people, African-Americans, or immigrants, face any type of discrimination in society, whereas Democrats largely believe that all these groups are facing discrimination.
Hmm. Daniel, talk about other findings in the survey that stood out for you as particularly important for us to know.
One of the things I think is really important is the stark generational divide that we're seeing on LGBT issues. So, for instance, while only 27% of Republican seniors support allowing gay and lesbian people to marry, a majority of young Republicans do. So this issue, I think we're seeing a consensus due to the fact that young people largely don't believe that this is even an issue. We're seeing the same thing happen among younger conservative religious communities, too, where young evangelicals are much more likely to support same-sex marriage than older evangelicals.
What were the surprises for you in these findings?
So one of the interesting things about this study is we get to look at differences among particular states. And so for this discrimination index that we created, we were allowed to look at the way Maine and New York are different than Utah and Colorado. And the states that stood out as least likely to perceive any type of discrimination against the groups that I've been talking about, we sort of thought they'd be more located in the South and Southeast, but actually it's more in the Mountain West. So the states that are least likely to perceive any kind of discrimination are North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wyoming. And this is likely due to a couple different things. One, those groups are largely white, older, and conservative, and those attributes are all correlated with not perceiving discrimination. They're also not very diverse. So you're living in those states, you're less likely to run across someone who's African American or gay and lesbian or an immigrant. And so I think that that lack of social exposure is one reason why they sort of stand out and are less likely to perceive discrimination in those states.
Looking at the big picture, do you think these findings suggest Americans are more divided or less divided than we think of ourselves as being?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think it's more of a good news, bad news sort of situation. When you look at some of the policy questions, particularly on same-sex marriage and religiously based service refusals, we are, I think, approaching a consensus on those issues. The amount of opposition, the nature of opposition is shifting, it's lessening. We're seeing more broad range support across a variety of different issues. Back when we first started polling on the issue of same-sex marriage, the debate was divided between religious groups and the people who weren't religious, right? Mm-hmm. So people who weren't religious supported same-sex marriage, and people who were religious opposed it. And now there are religious groups on both sides. So there's many religious groups that support same-sex marriage along with people who are not. And it's only sort of more conservative denominations that are really still opposing. And there and the opposition, even among those conservative groups, has lessened. We also haven't talked about this issue yet, but there's genuinely broad support for immigration reform as well. And despite the heated nature of the rhetoric in the 2016 election, support really didn't vacillate much during the campaign. So we find 6 in 10 Americans say that they support allowing immigrants living in the U.S. illegally to become citizens, provided they meet certain requirements. So on some of the policy issues, we are seeing places that it's possible to build a bridge between Republicans and Democrats, between religious and the non-religious, between men and women, conservatives and liberals. But on this issue of discrimination, it seems like we are really divided. And this is probably a little thornier and not so easy to solve, because I think so much of our reality is now really being mediated by sort of self-selected preferences. So we sort of personalize what we consume and what we experience. And so we can avoid relatively easily facts that challenge our existing preconceptions. And I think that's really a central challenge, that technology has just made it so easy for us to avoid things that don't conform to what we already believe.
Yeah. Do you see reasons for hope in this?
Yeah, no, that is a really interesting question. I think it raises another perception question, right? So when it comes to discrimination and discriminatory acts, like police targeting and even killing African-American men, one of the questions that you hear a lot is, you know, are these acts increasing or are we just seeing them more because they're on the media? Because with camera phones, it's really easy to sort of capture these kind of incidents. And so I think that's a really important question. To what extent are we seeing more of this type of activity, and to what extent is it just an artifact of it's being covered more in the media?
Right.
I think some of the government agencies that track this stuff have suggested that we are seeing more type of discriminatory acts against gay and lesbian people and Jewish Americans and Muslims. But I think that's sort of, you know, only sort of the beginning of the conversation and debate about this stuff.
Sure.
To the extent that the media is covering this stuff more, I think is really helpful, because it does give people who wouldn't be able to sort of break out of their own sort of bubble to experience something, even if it's indirectly through the media.
I don't want to miss something important, so let me ask you, what else in this research do we need to hear from you to be fully briefed on its importance?
If you think of the South as like the sort of stronghold of opposition against same-sex marriage, there are really significant differences by age. So younger Southerners are actually really supportive of same-sex marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, we're sort of seeing the inevitable consensus building on that issue. And I think what happens next will be really interesting to follow. We talked about transgender bathrooms a little bit and discrimination against transgender people. My sense is that, you know, although don't quote me on this, that the policy battles over transgender issues will move much more quickly and gain much more acceptance more quickly than the fights over same-sex marriage. I just think that, you know, the society has already taken two steps towards agreement on these issues, that I think whatever new issues emerge, transgender and whatever comes after, I think will just be, you know, two steps more towards greater acceptance of that.
Dr. Daniel Cox is Director of Research at the Public Religion Research Institute. There is a treasure trove of information and insights in the latest American Values Atlas findings, and you can read all of that online at PRRI.org. Daniel, thanks for being with us again on State of Belief Radio.
Absolutely, my pleasure.